Blog Talk Radio.
What kind of music? What kind of guy? What kind of takeoff? Hey. Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Spending like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known. You were hating on the low. I've been known. They were hating on the low. I've been known. He was hating on the low. I've been known. She was hating on the low. I've been new. I've been soft. Niggas flaw, niggas fake. But it's straight, nothing to say. I'm busy getting that cake. How you my nigga when your true colors show that you fugazi? Paid attention, I seen it coming and witnessed it daily. Cold scratching, they messy. Bitches be broke and be petty. Hate on the low and it show cause they hate the way I get fed it. But I'm so up with my hustle. Staying down got me every penny. Nights ain't have a penny. Hurt me so bad, can't forget it. No, can't forget it. So I wake up and go get it. Really from city to city, state to say that where I'm going, country to country, they know it's coming, they know I'ma blow. I'm worth a billion, put off some millions, I'm flipping for sure. I took some losses, it cost me chances, I took for this spot. I put it all in the pot, fuck it, just look at me now. I'm worth a whole lot of K, I was broke, now I'm straight. I done grew up with my faith, so stay the fuck out my face. Lord, call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope, I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Spending like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known. You were hating on the low. I've been known. They were hating on the low. I've been known. He was hating on the low. I've been known. She was hating on the low.
I said one time for the one time, could they hate now? Two time for the two time, cause they fake now. Three time for the three time, cause I'm straight now. Now I'ma get money every way and every day now. Put the nigga start hating. Fuck nigga, why you flagging? You can tell I'm straight. You ain't need much, gotta ask me. I done came home, ran it up, now I'm on go. Jealous in every, got no boy hating on the low. But I been new that they were hating on the low. I see through all that fake light window, but I'm D'd up from the feet up. I need pesos. I re-up with that re-up from the same dope. My feet up, got my teeth up, and you still broke. My feet up, got that teeth up, but you still broke. You still broke, fuck nigga. You nigga know what it is, nigga. We get real money over here, nigga. This Canada gang, nigga, I'm fresh out. What?
Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Spending like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known. You were hating on the low. I've been known. They were hating on the low. I've been known. He was hating on the low. I've been known. She was hating on the low.
Everybody, happy Sunday. It's the start of a whole new week. I'm ready. You ready, Mo? You ready?
I'm ready. Let's start it.
Hey. So, starting off by telling you that I scheduled this show for an hour today.
Mm.
By mistake.
You started the show an
by
hour.
By mistake. I had got through and I went back and I was like, ah, oh, shit, I ain't clicked 90. I clicked 60. It's been a hell of a week, but you know what? I love y'all. Y'all love me.
That's it.
So does Mo. And
of course.
So he's not gonna kill me. I was waiting to tell him till I got on the air so he wouldn't kill me.
No doubt.
But So it's been a hell of a week. I got caught up in this fruit recall. And
okay. Oh no.
God, yeah, I did. So I'm paying attention to my body because yesterday I had the cramps. Today it was the bathroom. So I'm like, tomorrow. But if by tomorrow it ain't kicked in full fledged, then I probably just got a trace of it, and my body is pushing it out, you know. But
yeah.
I've been trying to get a lot of rest and a lot of fluids, and that's I had just woke up when I did the show online, and that's how I did the 60 instead of the 90. But I just got my fingers crossed because I don't want to see a hospital. I don't want to see another hospital for forever.
Okay.
That's the only reason I didn't went in there yet. But I'm like, you know, you try to
I feel you.
Be healthy, you get salmonella, you know. So I said, you know what, the devil is alive. They're going to try whatever they can try.
True. It happens. It happens. It's just, you know, just shrug it off, you know what I'm saying? They can't stop you now, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's always going to be a yin and a yang, you know what I'm saying? So you just got to watch out for that yang and continue that yin, you know? That's it. It's that balance.
Man, listen.
It's that balance.
That's why I love you. That's right here.
Right.
But guess what? They're about to go crazy. I'm like, nah, goddammit.
Yeah,
I'm sick of being sick.
Food poisoning. Yeah, food poisoning is no joke. Because it's got to get out of you, you know what I'm saying? So.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Got to get out of one way or another. So I went and got some, I got my fresh fruit from Walmart. It was watermelon and strawberry. And so at nighttime when I'm ready to eat and I get hungry, I'll eat fruit. So my nutritionist was like, that's not the best thing in the world to do. Me, I'm like, I'd rather eat fruit than because of the natural sugar that's in it. But I tell him I'd rather eat fruit than to eat a meal, you know?
You know what? Real quick, lose your train of thought. But then nutrition, you gotta go. I mean, it's good to get advice from people, but nobody knows your body like you do. So
right,
always take that into effect, you know?
Right. And I'm this is starting my first official week on really paying attention to what I'm doing and how I'm doing it and what I'm putting in my body. I wasn't paying attention, but I was already skeptical, but it's more so like meat replacement. I'm not eating meat with every meal at this point in my life.
I'm
not starch with every meal that I have.
What's starch
so
again?
Bread, pasta.
Okay.
Corn is actually a good starch. It's prepared properly,
yeah.
But yeah.
Okay, I got you. Wheat and all that stuff, that's starches, is what you're saying. Okay.
Right.
Interesting.
I go back to work tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
I can only do 2 weeks. I did my 2 weeks. I did my 3 weeks, rather. But I got
to
get to the money, you know.
Get to that bag.
Them to go.
I feel you.
With some other business moves that I'm making, so... You got to do what you got to do. So
I got you. Get to that bag.
Also, right. I'm going to see how this week go because I'm like, this is a horrible week for me to get food poisoning.
I know.
I'm trying to go back to work like, wait a mother minute. Nah, you can't just do this.
Word.
So everybody be careful, be aware. The food, the recall was not in Georgia when I brought the fruit, and when I had it, and I had it in the bowl, that's when I was online reading about the recalls in Detroit and Ohio and Iowa and whatever, when I was in the Midwest, and I was like, I'm glad it's not in Georgia as I'm eating the fruit, and the very next morning, it was expanded to Georgia, so what I can say is if it's not in your area, just still be mindful, because that's what happened to me. I should have took it into consideration, so... I'm very excited about this topic tonight. We have covered this topic on different angles, and tonight I attacked it. You know, we love Mo. I'm attacking it head on, And here's the reason why. You know, we are definitely for it. We're not homophobic. And this
is
something that has to be addressed because it happens on a daily basis, right? And and I think that we don't get the understanding because, you know what, as a people, we are so quick to point a finger and blame somebody else for our mistakes and blame somebody else for what we haven't did or what we did or, you know, at what point do we hold each other accountable?
True. Yeah.
What point do we hold each other accountable, though?
Definitely.
Do we hold ourselves accountable? Matter of fact, you know, we don't hold ourselves accountable enough. You just say anybody else, like, we do what we feel. We do what we feel is right, right? Or what we feel is right. Throw up in our face, we don't sit back and say, you know what, well, this is how I played a part in this. This is my situation. And a lot of people just don't have the adequate information. They don't have the game to see what's being ran on them. So when we get into this conversation tonight, we are going to touch on, I'm going to show you how we touched on this subject so many times. We didn't walk all the way around this subject, the way around it. We didn't walk around the fact of women putting men before their children. We walked around the fact of men, being open in a relationship, having sex with outside parties. You know, unknowingly, we've walked around fetishes, but let's grab the bull by the horn and talk about the fellas that are out here that are into men and into women that are bisexual. They can be low-key bisexual. They can be upfront and bisexual. Let's attack it because there are a small percentage of men that are not. And that has flipped because there was a
– You said a small?
Small.
Wow, okay. All right.
This is why I want to attack
it.
It's a small percentage because more men than not are bisexual. More men than not – the thing is that they're becoming more open. So you have a lot of men that sit and look at this topic and they want to know how to deal. So we want to walk through this topic because we want openness. You know what I'm saying? Openness is the key. There should be no reason that you're lying to a female and you out doing what you're doing because you're not giving her the choice. Because odds are when you're diving into this bram and you're not being safe, you know, unfortunately, HIV is very high in that field. You're not giving her a choice. You're just giving her, you know, what you want to give her. You're being selfish. So we're going to attack this conversation tonight. I cannot wait to really get into this. This is something that I really love. That's why I did the show for an hour. I'm sorry, you guys. I was not feeling well.
Short and sweet.
I really got a lot to
more.
Say about this topic. Now, we all know Mo is married, so.
Yes, I am.
And this, no. But let's grab the bull by the horns. How was your week?
Let's do it. My week was wonderful. I mean, actually, like my week, my week has been wonderful. I mean, everything is going perfectly, but I'm just. You know what it is with me, real quick? I get inspired once again. So once again, it's just some things that I'm just inspired by. Mind open, and I'm feeling good. I mean, it was just I'm on my less is more kind of thing, which means that I'm just getting rid of like excess stuff that's not doing me or my wife any good. So we're just kind of cleansing ourselves and cleansing the place that we live. And I just feel freer, you know what I'm saying? So, so my week is cool. I'm flowing.
And then, I had the baby? Yeah,
like pruning, you know what I'm saying? Just getting them weeds out, you know what I'm saying? Like, I just want all roses. Get these fucking weeds up out of here, out of my garden. That's how my week is. So it's flowing.
Yeah.
And when you
finish and then you thoroughly clean everything and then you sage it down, it's this course.
Get that sage.
This course that I am going to send you. And for you guys that are on Instagram, Sabrina from Glam University, She is doing a spiritual course next Sunday. It's not expensive. I think it's like $20. You need to sign up for this course, and she's going to walk you through the whole saging process, the whole spiritual process. She always gives you jewels. She always gives you, you know, information to go read and look up, and I'm going to take this course next Sunday because I just I seen it. And here's the thing, like before the beginning of this year, I did the whole cleanse that Mo was talking about, and I shared it with you guys, and I threw everything in my house away. Well, I think it was before, before New Year's or right after, I don't know. I threw everything away.
It was like right around that time,
Yeah, and I redid my house, right? And the next phase that I am in right now, because sometimes we get off track, we have events in our life, and we will get off track, but the thing is you got to jump back on track. You have to be spiritually motivated, you know? You have to recenter yourself. And so right now what I'm trying to do is get more positive people in my life, more positive people that can push me forward on the up and up and on the go, you know? It's a lot of things that I'm doing right now, and I need to hear positivity. I need to see people that's moving. I don't need to be around people that's stagnant. But right now, as I said, things in my life that I plan to go a certain way aren't going the way that I wanted them to go. But that's not discouraging. That's just that means that my faith in God has to be a little bit, you know, tighten it up,
just redirect,
get strong, stay focused, and do what you got to do. It's a lot of things that, like today, I was doing the, I was shopping for the banners for the show. I told you we're going to start going live on the show, basically, and basically I'll be doing Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter live, and then I'll tag Mo in on each one, well, or which one, he, whatever, however many devices he has.
Okay.
And we're going to be bringing the show to you live, and it's me setting this stuff up with the show. So I'm just positive because I have some stuff that I need to finish before this year is out. And when you are the sole provider and you are the only engine on this train, you have to come back and find patience. And you have to slow yourself down sometimes and say, hey, it's going to work. Don't force yourself into any situation in life. So, ladies, when things get tight and we go out and we try to force ourselves in the situation, we end up making lifelong decisions. And we'd be stuck with these decisions that we done made because we forced ourselves into a situation instead of slowing down and letting God lead our path. You have to understand that God and your ancestors are here to protect you. And if you don't understand that, then you will not understand and you will not be led through life the right way. You can't go through life leading yourself, you know, lean not into that own understanding. You can't do that. So, you know, this course that Sabrina has, I already know is going to be good. I already know you're going to flourish on it. So she's Glam University on Instagram. Make sure you check her out. Order this course for Sunday and tune in, like really tune in. So, yeah, Mo, make sure you get your sage your house down.
I definitely got to get that sage.
Today was my first day able. Being able to clean up, right? Because I couldn't sweep, right? After my surgery.
Okay.
And that shit was driving me crazy, okay? I'm like, oh my God. So today I just kind of went in, like upstairs. I couldn't go downstairs, but guess what? Upstairs, the whole upstairs got cleaned today. You understand me?
Mm-hmm.
It got swept, it got cleaned, it got everything. So I was just like, okay, you know, that makes a lot
of
sense.
That's what I'm talking about.
You know, it feels good. And I made cabbage for dinner. So that's what I wanted tonight, cabbage. I did cabbage and smoked meat, so there's no starch with what I'm doing tonight.
Cabbage and smoked meat, I like that.
Yeah, cabbage and smoked meat. So, you know, it's just changing up the way that you do things. And the thing is that the more you remove starch and the more you remove meat, the better and the healthier you are. But
I'm a savage though, but
so
I feel you.
Yeah, but for me, it's like getting there.
No,
you know,
I got you though.
Women, you know, women way different than
I respect
inside,
it.
So.
I respect it.
So listen, ladies and gentlemen, can you deal with your partner, deal with your mate when they have an extreme fetish? Fellas, this is for you too. Can you deal with a woman that has a strap-on fetish? What if she likes to put a strap on and sleep with men? You not with that. Hell to the no. Would you give her a pass to go out and do what she want to do because that's not what you with? Ladies, if your man likes to be pegged, peg means he likes to take it in his rear. You can put a strap on, give it to him. Or, you know, would you be open to say, okay, if you had a boyfriend, you know, or a friend that you like to sleep with, he can come to the house, you know, as long as, you know, I can watch. How would you do that? You know, would you be open? A lot of times we are so quick to expose our mates in their sexual lives, right? And so, you know, I've done my share of garbage, but the sexual life, I think I spoke on this one time on social media, and I was just like, you know what? Just like children, a person's sexual life is off limits because we are different, and everyone looks to judge somebody based upon what they feel is right. So just because you don't like it, it's nasty. Just because I like it, then I don't like you because you don't like what I like. You know what I'm saying? And we are all raised. And we are all brought up in different environments. And guess what? I might like sausage. You don't like sausage. You that makes sausage links. You like sausage patties. We different, right? And it's okay to be different. So the thing is that are we going to continue losing good people because of what they like that we don't like? But all in all, the women that are staying with the men that are doing this, the men aren't worth anything. And then you have these good guys that are out here, and they mean well, but they're a little different. You can't judge a person. Like, you can't judge how a person lives. And so, Mo, if your woman developed a fetish, you know, and a lot of times when people have fetishes, they've already had them. You just never know about them till they're ready to bring it to the forefront. They experience their fetish outside of home because that person that's at home, they don't want them to look at them in a certain kind of way. They don't want them to not you know, love them in the same manner, you know, X, Y, and Z, and then that's completely okay. But when you have a true mate, you have somebody that you genuinely love and care about, you want to really be in tune with them. And before I ask this question, I'm going to go off on a sidebar. My thing is, I was just having this conversation with my girl today. I had to learn to slow down in the dating process because it's not that I'm single because I can't get anybody. It's just I choose the wrong one, right? And for me, I'm a person of my word. So if I'm with you, if we in a relationship, I don't cheat. And I take, look, I don't cheat. We're not finna do this. If we're not in a relationship, but we just dealing with each other, then it's fair game. Regardless, if you feel like I'm doing something or not, it's none of your business because we're not in a relationship. Now, with that being said, I had a partner that I dated, right? And me, I'm infamous for going back, you know, because a lot of times it don't be that I have a breakup. Yeah, it, you know, I'm comfortable with them. You know, it could be that I'm in a space
I
fear off. Yeah, and then, you know, you go back. And so this person was, he's an awesome person when we were, you know, together before. But this time around, I was like, well, I have to learn from my mistakes. So in order for me to date you, I gotta see you. We gotta actually date, you know, for a while before I make a decision. But the grown up in me said, listen, I'm a grown woman right now, and I know that he's not packing. So I can't make the decision to be with him because he don't have the package that I need because I don't want to get in a relationship and cheat. Okay, that's the grown woman in me being real with myself, holding myself accountable for somebody else's heart. This man is a good man. But guess what? If I date you, which I will, but if I date you, that will lead me to cheating. So why put myself in that position, right?
Okay.
So,
real
so,
talk.
So this is where we start holding ourselves accountable. At what point are we going to hold ourselves accountable for playing with other people's hearts? At what point are we going to hold ourselves accountable for putting people in danger? We have to be smart about what we do. And if I haven't learned anything about this celibacy, if I haven't gotten anything out of celibacy, it's a clear mind and clear thoughts. So I'm not making these rash decisions. I'm thinking these things through. Like, this
true.
Is what
yeah,
I need.
No,
so,
that's how you got to be. That's maturity, too. You know what I'm saying? Think things out now. You know, you don't just
right.
Go, you know,
and that's
you
where
win,
I'm at.
You know what I'm saying? You got a lot of things to lose a lot of times when you put yourself in a compromising position. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Life is a chess.
And most women will date him because he's a good guy, because he works, because he's going to do everything that he need to do for his woman. He's that type of person. He is good all the way till you get to that point. So a lot of women will go in and date him and cheat. But I know that I prayed okay. for what I prayed for, and I know that my ancestors are preparing me to receive what I paid, what I prayed for. You know, I fast at the beginning of every month. I'm giving my due diligence. I'm doing what I'm supposed to do. I know that I'm going to get what I need to get. They're just dangling stuff in front of me, saying, okay, let's see if she go for this. Let's see if she go for that. You got to show God that you're ready for the blessing that you're about to receive. How can you ask for a blessing that you can't even handle? If it's too much for you to handle, how he gonna give it to you? You gotta be ready for these things. So these are things that me preparing myself. So I said that to say, okay, if you had a woman and she had a fetish, you loved her to death, you know, but she came and said, you know what, I wanna try this pegging, or I've been watching it and I'm into it. What would you do? What would be your response to somebody that you genuinely love?
Well, look, before I get into that, I'm just going to say this. In a whole other lifetime ago, I once had a rendezvous with a female adult entertainer, or should I say a porn star.
Okay.
And I knew she was into that, you know what I'm saying? But me, I was like, hell no, you know what I'm saying? I'm way too player for that, you know what I'm saying? I got too much testosterone, you know what I'm saying? So as far as the pegging situation, you know, I'm too masculine for that. You know what I'm saying? Like, hell, that's like, you know, I like to be in control when that, like, when you, as a man, I'm not one to give up that type of, to me, that's like giving up your manhood. You know what I'm saying? So, and basically, just to answer that question, that's just going to, if you into that, that's just preparing yourself for a gay situation, in my opinion. You know, I'm just keeping it 100. You know what I'm saying? So I'm not into that, but look, I'm not knocking anybody that may be into that. And then to answer your question, my wife or something like that, if she ever wanted to, I don't think she's into that, you know, personally. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, I'm not down with it. But you know, if we had was on that level where she wanted to find some, like, I don't want to say F boy or whatever, they wanted to do that. She, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Like, maybe for some, I don't know. It's such a touchy, you know, subject that I don't even know how to handle it. But you know what I'm saying? Like, if she just, because I know my wife is the type of person that, because I was having this conversation with her, like, we had dinner earlier. And I was like, oh, yeah. So this is one of the topics. And shout out to Issa Rae. We like this show called Insecure, so we watch that. But it's kind of similar situation. And one of the episodes of Insecure, I'm not going to go all into it because I know we got a shorter show. But anyway, one of the episodes, Issa's homegirl was talking to some guy, and they was chilling, vibing, you know what I'm saying? And they was like, oh, what's the craziest thing you did? And the guy was like, oh, yeah, so, you know, one time I was in college, I was at this party, and I got drunk, and I came home, and this dude went down on me, like, crazy. And she was like, what? You know what I'm saying? And he was like, damn. So he said, like, it was nothing. And then she could not let it go. Like, so for the rest of the season, she was just dealing with that because she just was like that. So my wife, when I asked her about that subject, she just felt the same way. Like, if I wasn't with her, she was dating some guy, and he wanted to do that. She, you know, she would just look at him a certain way. But like I said, I'm not knocking that because it is some females is really into that. You know, that's a fetish, and I know it's a thing. But let me switch this. Let me just switch it to you real quick, because I know I've been talking a little bit. Let me ask you this, Ms. Lovely.
Okay.
Black, have you ever?
So before I answer this,
okay.
I got
okay.
audio, and this audio was on a blog online, and I want to play it for the listeners. And
okay.
Salute to everybody. Our listener base is really going up in percentage wise. Outside of the United States, normally, you know, we have about 85% or more listeners, and that number is down to like 60-something percent. So that means that outside of the United States, you guys are tuning in. I salute you guys. We're at 30 countries outside of the United States. Salute. But back to this. Play this audio that we have,
all right.
And then I'll tell you what I got to say after this audio.
All right, so let me just cue this up, and here we go.
I put this bitch on blast because her nigga was over here sucking dick. I told you black women, if your niggas out here sucking dick, and you you picked the wrong nigga, do you think I got a dick sucking cheating ass nigga up in here? I don't got no kids. I'm not married to one of these niggas, and I damn sure don't got these dick sucking down low homo bugs up in my motherfucking crib. Fuck boys know how to pick you bitches. You get mad because I spilled the tea? I'm how fuck boys know how to pick you little sucking teen bitches? I just chicks sit up out here and love dick and hurt dick and take more than your fucking kids in your life. That's why they know how to pick you. That's why they always cheat on you. This little bitch to get mad at gay people talking about me breaking up a happy home. Bitch, when you met your nigga, he was sucking dick. Now that you do this dick sucking nigga out, he probably laid over the next nigga house or the next bitch house. At the end of the motherfucking day, it is what it is. And I don't apologize for any of it.
Yeah, so that's that. That's the audio right there.
Okay, what's his name? What's his at name on Instagram? Let's give him his credit.
His at name, let me see. I'm just trying to see if I can find it. His at name on Instagram. I don't know if it really came up, but I know the Instagram name that you can find.
It was off of a blog.
Yeah,
tell them where they can find the video.
All right, so if you go to iBlog Bitch, so it's I, like, as an iPhone, blog, B-L-O-G, and then bitch, B-I-T-C-H. You'll find it. Right now it's, like, the third video up. And, unfortunately, I guess when the person, you know, re-Instagrammed it, they didn't tag him. But, yeah, that's the situation with that.
Okay. I wanted this audio because this man touched on a lot of different points that sisters overlook, right? And as I said before, we talk about how you women will put a man before your children. And that's not how it's supposed to go. And the flip side, you still aren't supposed to just throw your children on men. You know what I'm saying? You're supposed to have that balance there. You're supposed to pay attention. You're supposed to be aware. You're supposed to be alert. No matter what is going on, you got to be alert when it comes to your children and men. When you women put men before your children, you're showing a weakness. You're showing a weakness to a man because you're submitting to this man that is not your husband, giving him everything that he wants because you're saying, oh, okay, I'm putting you first. I'm putting you head of my life. And he hasn't earned the right to be head of your life, right? So if you are doing all of this for this man and then you find out that this man is a bisexual man, why leave him then? You've already deemed to put him head of your life, and he hasn't even earned it. He walked into your life and didn't put a ring on your finger, didn't help invest you in anything, didn't build anything, and you are the breadwinner. But you said, you know what, you are a man, and I'm gonna let you take the lead. You didn't earn it, but I'm gonna give it to you. Then why leave him if he is into men? If he's into, you know, men and women, you know. Men target women with low self-esteem. We've touched on this subject so many times. A man can tell what type of person you are. And guess what? Being a strong woman will get that, will send those away. But guess what? They will always know that you're a strong woman. And so anybody that deals with me understands that I'm a strong individual. I'm never going to allow you to take that from me just to say that I have this experience, just to say that we together, just to say, like, no, that's just not how it works. For me, though, if you know me, I already have a strap-on fetish. I would not mind strapping on and doing my thing. I do not mind sitting watching a man get his pita sucked. I don't mind. Here's the downside to that. My man won't do that. I can't be in a relationship with a man that's into that. But extracurriculum, we can. That's just like men that like to go to the strip club. You like to go see this woman turn up and shake her booty and all that good stuff, but you're not going to wife her. Well, some will, but we're talking about the ones that won't wife her. You like to go on Backpage and Craigslist and find you a girl to get off before you go on a date or while you're on your lunch break at work, but you're not going to wife her. She's there. She's a vessel, you know, to do what she needs to do. And that's the same way that I feel about it. That's the male, that's the boy side coming out of me. We can't be together, but in leisure fun, I don't mind. I really don't mind. Now, like that'll be the thing that would hurt me if I find out my man, and I've done all these tests and all of this stuff, and then my man, he's into that, and then you didn't let me know? Like, no, definitely no. You know, but for me, I mean, to each his own. Do what it is that makes you happy. If you like men and women, then okay, I'm not here to judge you on that. Only God can judge you. He speaks against it. But live your best life, because that's your life that you have to live, you know. So for me, I'm cool. Just long as it ain't my man or my husband.
But yeah,
like now my husband came in and was like, I've always thought about this though, but I've never been in a situation. But if I was already married, and then he come in and say, babe, you know, I got a friend, and you know, he's been sucking me off or whatever. I can't say that I'm going to leave him if he's getting sucked off, long as he don't turn into the one sucking off. You know, it's certain things that I'd be okay with. You know, long as he a top and he ain't no bottom, you know, we make it back.
Wow.
But,
wow.
You know, it can't
be too. I'm so fly on the wall for this conversation. But it's interesting.
Right.
I mean, this is real topics. I mean, and like you can't shy away from this too, because it's just stuff that's really happening. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, I need to just keep my ear to the street just so I can just be on point. You know what I'm saying? So, but this is very interesting. Very interesting.
Yeah, I don't mind to a certain extent. I'm very open. Like, I want my husband to be able to come to me and say, babe, all right, nah, we done did everything under the sun, and I seen this girl, she was bad, and I want to hit her. And I want to be able to be like, you know what, babe, you right. You know, put on a rubber, do your thing. I want that open relationship,
about.
That open
like
communication.
That, and that's going to keep you married for a very long time. You know what I'm saying? And it'll truly be to death do you part. You know what I'm saying? If y'all can get on that level.
But
man,
the thing is that the man has to be able to understand that level, because most of the time it's the man that mess up. You know, the man, he out there, he knows she the side chick. You getting all involved in the side chick and you doing stuff that you ain't supposed to do. Then you let the side chick disrespect your main chick. And, you know, it be the man that mess it up. It don't be the woman. The woman can be more understanding. The man just fall off the bandwagon. But that man that's going to be in my life, that we going to have that open communication. We're going to talk like that. He's going to, of course, be the man. He's going to be the leader. He's going to be the provider. He's going to take care of all of these bills in his house. He's going to do everything that he's supposed to do to earn that position. You ain't just getting in no position because you got a penis and balls. Listen, it's a lot of good penis out here, and unfortunately, I know the emails and phone numbers to a few of them. So you ain't finna just come along because you got some good penis and say, oh, okay, this is what I'm my self-esteem is intact. Sorry, I'm one of the cool BBWs. You not finna just do that. Just that. You got to earn whatever you get, because in life I earned everything that I had. So you have to work for whatever it is that you want in my life, whatever position it is that you want in my life. And I just pay attention. I pay attention. How often do you call me? How often do you text me? When are you trying to take me out? If I tell you I need something, do you volunteer? You know what I'm saying? A man already know what level he's going to be on with you prior to anything under the sun. If I'm on the phone and say, man, listen, I need $300, my Cash App should ring. Oh, he paid us, sent me $300. That's the type of shit that you'd be like, okay, he's into me. Not because it's $300 and he's paying you, but because he was attentive, because he paid attention. Don't ever let anybody make you feel less than who you are for what it is that you know is right. So for the longest, I would never date a man under a certain status because I felt like, you know, that's going backwards or whatever. As soon as I let my guard down, I started getting messed up. I started getting myself in positions and predicaments with these with certain men that couldn't afford to be in predicaments. You know what I'm saying? And so, therefore, I'm SOL because now then I'm taking on more than I can really, you know, have. That shit, that stops. You have to be able to say, I'm not going to stoop down below a certain level. If he can't afford it, why are you giving it to him? So you're going to go out here and do all this stuff to change your life, and then you're going to allow somebody to come bring their baggage and burdens and put on your life? I done did that once. Can't do it no more. So whatever it is that you like, I want you to be happy with what you like. I want you to be happy. I want you to be in tune with whoever it is that you're doing or how you're doing it. That's just my thing. I don't know.
Oh, I feel you. I mean, like how you said you got a fetish for, like, strap-ons, and you just admitted that. Like, I do got a fetish. Like, I don't know if you would call it pegging a female, but, like, it's kind of like the pin the tail on the donkey. Like that tail, you know what I'm saying, that would go into a female's rear, you know what I'm saying, and then, like, put a leash. Like, I don't know. I got a crazy fetish with that, you know what I'm saying? So I guess that would be my form of pegging, you know what I'm saying? Like, blah, 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 you know what I mean? Like, I think that's just dope. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, that's my fetish. But speaking of too, on this subject, you know, and I may say pause after certain things or no homo, but I'm definitely not homophobic. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, hey, if that's what you into, that's what you into. I wanted to give a shout out to Frank Ocean. You know, I'm a big fan of his music. You know what I'm saying? And I don't know if, you know, you're familiar with him, but he had this album called Channel Orange, and it was dope to me. You know what I'm saying? Like, to me, Frank Ocean was definitely, like, a bisexual dude. To me, you know, I hate to say it. I know it's like a, what do you call it? It's like a double standard, but it seemed like once you go that route, no matter what, you're going to be labeled gay. You know what I'm saying? Even if you are bisexual, if you still date women, if you're dating guys and women, guys gonna look at you like you gay. You know what I'm saying? That's just the thing about it. Even though you are bisexual, so I would call Frank Ocean bisexual. You know what I'm saying? But his music is dope to me. You know what I'm saying? Like, and when I listen to his music in certain situations, I, you know, perception is everything. I'm thinking about a female or something like that. So, you know, I just wanted to kind of touch on that. So, and I just thought that was interesting. Like, he was the first, like, wave of that. Of just coming out and, like, you know, not that was just, I thought that was brave on his part, because to that part it was, you hear so many people, like, on a low, down low, who's gay, who's not, who's doing this, who's not, and he just, you know, he just let it be known on that album. So, you know, I respect that. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, it's I couldn't swing that way, but, you know, his music is dope. So I just wanted to shout that out in this conversation. Hello, we still here? Yeah, so I'm not sure what happened to Miss Lovely Black. But, yeah, so, you know, I'll hold it down until she gets back on the line. So a couple other topics, because, like I said, we just got an hour of the show. Like I just mentioned, I'm a music guy, you know what I'm saying? So, and what I was talking about at the beginning of the show, how, like, I'm inspired by certain music and things of that nature. Shout-outs to that Kids See Ghosts. The Kanye Kid Cudi project definitely got me on a high right now. Shout out to Cudi, Shaker, Cleveland. You know what I'm saying? Cleveland Heights, the whole vibe. Very good album. Yeah, so that's this. This is the Real Talk with the new Ms. Lovely Black and Mo Benz. And that's how we getting down out here. But I guess I'll continue to hold it down until we get Miss Lovely Black back on the phone. So what else we got in the news? Man, I'm a Cleveland guy. I'm a little tight that my Cavs lost. Very tight about that. Shout out to all my Cleveland people out there. You know what I'm saying? It was tough. But, yo, if LeBron leaves, which he probably will, Can't get mad at him. Can't burn his jersey this time. You know what I'm saying? He definitely brought the championship to the city. You know what I'm saying? Did that a couple years ago. It's going to be sad to see him go, but you know what I'm saying? To bigger and better things. So shout out to LeBron. Took us to the finals. He did everything he could. Game one, they cheated us. You know what I'm saying? I don't care what nobody says. You know what I'm saying? Like, that call, I don't even blame J.R. Smith, you know what I'm saying, because the call just messed up the game, that charge call that went against, it was supposed to go against Durant, ended up going against LeBron, you know what I'm saying? Oh, we got Miss Lovely back on the line.
I heard you speak on, I heard everything you're saying.
Okay.
I heard you speak on your buddy, Kanye.
Yeah, what you think about it? Did you get a chance to, you know, to hear any of his new music that he's been putting out?
No.
Okay.
No.
You said no. You said hell no.
No.
Okay, I get you, you know.
Not going to do
it. Might not be your vibe. Might not be your cup of tea, but Kipsy Ghost is dope. And shout out to Daytona. That Pusha T is hot, too. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah.
Yeah, I like
it. Okay. All right, there we go. And
I'm a Pusha T fan.
About 15 more minutes, you know what I'm saying? Going on in the show. I'm trying to think what else we got going on. What else I see?
Yeah,
what's
salute
up
to all of that, and salute to the honest people that's out there. Be honest with yourself.
True.
This is real life. It's really going on. And,
real topics. Real things that people are going through every day. You know what I'm saying? So, I respect, that's why I said, I love our show. What's up? Yeah, no, everybody's got to be more open. And I commend the people that are open. You know what I'm saying? They're keeping it 100. Like, instead of, like, you know, lying about it or whatever like that, you know what I'm saying? Like, tell people how you feel or whatever. So, you know, you can get to a community, you know, you can get to an understanding. And then, you know, things don't get difficult because, you know, you already kept it 100 from jump. You feel me?
Right. Right.
So yeah.
Okay, pull up.
Yep.
So I'm so excited to start doing live shows, and I'm getting the space prepared for these live shows that we are about to embark on. It's going to be a hell of a journey, but I am working towards getting it all resolved. I'm excited to go back to work tomorrow, but I'm a little bit scared.
A little bit scared? Were you looking for a little shy down? Because, you know, you've been gone for a little minute.
Yeah, I've been gone for a while, and I don't really, I've been out of the market for a while, and I don't really know how my body's going to interact. So.
Got you.
It's kind of hard for me to gauge what it is that I saw me going on here. But I'm ready.
Mm-hmm. Got you. Well, that's good to hear. You know what I'm saying? Definitely good to hear. You know, I'm ready to get back into it. Get back to that bag. What else we got going on? Also, like I said, I just keep my ear to the street on certain things. I was sad to hear that Little Kim filed for bankruptcy.
Why?
I don't
That's
know if
smart.
It's a loop. Yeah, no. I know it's some rich people shit. You know what I'm saying? So I hope she's doing the right thing with it. But it just comes to me. I feel some type of way because I mean I'm not counting anybody else's pockets, but. It just seems like, I don't know, I mean, I haven't heard of her having businesses out here where it's like constantly money coming in, and it just seems, the vibe that I get, it seems an extravagant spender, so I just hate to see somebody that I was a fan of, you know, go through some tough times, so hopefully, you know, I think she's a hustler, though, so, she, you know, I think she'll be all right, she'll figure something out, but just the fact that, you know, you have to do that, just, you know,
that's just a smart way,
much.
I mean...
Okay.
You go out here and you obtain these things, and you hit hard times. Why stress yourself out? You know, because these creditors have insurance. They shit gonna get paid regardless. That's just on you for them, you know, hounding you about something that they already gonna get paid for. Listen, sure. I will file bankruptcy in a heartbeat. Mm. And she probably already wanted to file it, but couldn't file it because she owned a house, you know. And some bankruptcies, when you own property, they make you give up the property.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Look, I'm not knocking that. I'm not knocking that. You know what I'm saying? Because there's so many people that have that, you know, that goes through it. You know what I'm saying? It happens. It's just
right.
And you know, she got on a whole level of success and stuff like that. Whatever, you know. So of course, commend her for that, to achieving that success. The only part that I just it's just money management. You know what I'm saying? Like I just look at like wow. You know what I'm saying? I just wish it wouldn't have to come to that. You know what I'm saying? Because like in this country,
bankruptcy,
you know, and I just want to
think.
No, I got you. And I know that, especially when you're on that level, you got that wealth, you know what I'm saying? Then bankruptcy can be a strategy. So I definitely get that. But I'm just saying, for the average American out here, I don't want them to look at Little Kim and be like, oh, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, bankruptcy is, you know what I'm saying? The average American out here, especially Black Americans, good credit is the key to success in life. You know what I'm saying? Like, straight up, like, don't get caught up with owing money and all that stuff and then let these creditors come to you when you got to file bankruptcy. The key to wealth is not owing. You know what I'm saying? Not owing anybody anything. It's getting
but
wealth.
I concur,
you know what I'm saying?
On that, because all of the successful business owners that are, like, top-notch successful, not all, but a lot of them have filed bankruptcy at least once.
Yes.
Look at Donald
Trump.
Everybody talks shit about
Trump,
Donald Trump. He done filed bankruptcy a million times, and guess what? He's a billionaire.
Sure.
It's all about getting under the issues and moving forward. Life happens. You can't feel bad. And that's why people feel bad, and that's why they don't file bankruptcy, because they're like, I want to pay my bills, and they look at it as a bad thing. Shit happens. You get behind on shit. File bankruptcy. Clear your credit. Wait 7 years. Do it over again. Or wait however long they tell you to wait. And do it over
seven
again.
7 years.
Nothing wrong with
it's going to be at least 7 years. It's going to be at least 7 years. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. You know, so I'm just, you know, I just want to put out there, you know, because I just think in the Black community, do not live above your means. And, you know, instead of learning all this white history and shit like that you've seen in schools, let's teach our kids good credit. You know what I'm saying? Like, if kids learn about credit early, oh my gosh. This country, I'm telling you, it's yours for the taking. Because if you have good credit and you making money, it's nothing you can't do. And if you're smart with your business decisions, I'm trying to tell you just from experience. I know, just being in business with folks. You know what I'm saying? You want to make a move, you want to do certain things. People might have the funds to make moves. You're making money, but they're going to hold you up because you don't have the credit to show that you are dependent, that they can trust you. You know what I'm saying? If I give you this loan to open this business, are you going to be able to pay it? You know what I'm saying? If you got that bankruptcy, no. You're not getting that funding for that business. Or, you might have this wonderful opportunity to buy this nice house in this nice neighborhood to raise your kids in. Oh, you got that bankruptcy. Nah, ain't going to be able to do it. Or it might be this beautiful apartment that you want to move into to better your family situation, be in a better neighborhood, get into some nice schools. No, your credit. You know what I'm saying? So credit is key. You know what I'm saying? I tell anybody that, like, foreigners, anybody moving to the U.S., like, that's the first thing they're trying to do is get their credit up. You know what I'm saying? Because they know. So as Black Americans, that's key. I wish it was taught in the class, but they don't want, you know what I'm saying? They don't want you to know that. You know what I'm saying? They want to keep it to the, ask any Jewish person about credit and let you know. They going to have 800 credit, you know what I'm saying? Because they know that's the key to buying shit, to buying something and then flipping it and all that. Now you a owner instead of a buyer. You know what I'm saying? So it's all about becoming an owner instead of a buyer. And to be that, you got to have good credit because people, it's just good business. Now, like I said, it's acceptance to the rules. Shout out to Trump. And you know what, too? I'm going to go on record while we just talk. I know we got about 5 minutes. I'm a fan of Donald Trump. I'm going to just say that. I don't want to get Kanye on this show or whatever, but look, say what you want. I like his hustler spirit, and I like what he's doing. You know what I'm saying? I like where the country's going. I mean, of course, we got some racial stuff like that, and it's strategy. You know what I'm saying? So like I said, just I don't want to go off on a tangent or nothing like that. And I want to be back and forth because that's such a hot button topic. But I just think he's doing a pretty good job as far as like on a higher level as far as trade and stuff like that. I like where it's going. I like that his policy. I like that he's a businessman first, politician second, rather being a politician first and then being whatever after that. So, you know, that's that. So, you know, like I said, I just thought the Lil' Kim subject was interesting, the bankruptcy. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to B.I.G., Biggie, that whole legacy. And that's that. What else you got? You know what I'm saying? Let's do
well,
some more.
Well, kudos to you. Cause...
What's up? Go ahead.
Kudos to you because most people that like him don't speak out because of the backlash because
true.
Everybody said
I noticed
he didn't like Trump because the media portrays him to be this evil individual.
True.
But Trump just invited every NFL player that's kneeling to give a person's name that he can pardon.
Nice. This you put me on. I didn't even hear about this. So go ahead.
Yeah,
speak that.
Yeah.
I want to hear about this.
He said, give him a name. Give him names of people to pardon. He's pardoning people for none. For like drug crimes and stuff like that. They got all this time. And it's kind of a give and take. And the thing is that people don't understand where he's coming from or his ideology because he's a businessman
True.
First. And a lot of people don't understand business. We just learning business.
They don't.
You know,
they don't.
Becoming successful. We just now stepping in.
True.
And when you learn in business, things aren't fair. You just got a deal in the manner
exactly.
that makes sense for the corporation. And a lot of people
there
are not going to understand it. So salute to you,
Church,
for acknowledging.
Thank you.
You know what it is that you have and being able to speak up on it. And hey, I have nothing to say in reference to that. Like nothing to say about how you feel.
Talking.
Like
exactly.
Yeah, like when people don't understand. The thing is that we have a lot of ignorance. You know, it's a lot of hot
True.
Button topics when you talk about pimps and hoes and.
Exactly, and that's why I respect it.
They go overboard because they don't understand the lifestyle, but it's more so like, shit, you can go and do whatever. You can't make a child do nothing. You should know that with your own damn child. When your child want to go turn up, your child going to go turn up. Then what you going to do? Then it's your child. It's your situation. You in it. So a lot of people, are just like I said, they only think about what they feel and not how it should be. You know what I'm saying? And it's not a
exactly.
situation.
Yeah.
And
don't just go, you know, don't just go with the crowd. Like, don't go with the crowd just because you.
Right.
And, oh, one other thing, too. You know, like I said, we got about 3 minutes left, so I'm not going to go because we need to, you know, give our shout outs and do the house cleaning. But, look, the news. Stop watching the news. Stop reading these newspapers. You know what I'm saying? Like, find other ways. My way of getting news is Twitter and Instagram. That's the new way for me. Like, it's so controlling. You know what I'm saying? And I'm just, you know, as I get older, I just see it. You know what I'm saying? Like, it just works on your subconscious. Like, don't watch this news, man. Like,
stop watching
you know,
the
man,
news. Let's start eating healthier.
Yeah.
And,
exactly.
you know, let's start taking care of our bodies and our
Seriously.
Minds, and let's get to this bag, and our kings are going to come, and our queens are going to come, and let's stop
That's
judging
it.
People by what they like, and let's start indulging people by what they like. It's Gay Pride Month. Happy Gay Pride Month to everybody. Follow me on Instagram, the new Miss Lovely Black, the number one. Follow me on Twitter, Miss Lovely Black, the number one. That's MizzLuvliBlack. Instagram is THENEW. MizzLuvliBlack, the number one. And Mo, where they can find you at, and go ahead and do your house.
All right, definitely. So first off, we're going to have commercial promotion available starting at just $20. You must provide your own audio up to 60 seconds or script. And if you would like to be a feature, contact me, MoBins, MoBinns at gmail.com. I got some things cooking. Definitely get some features back on the show. So just keep rocking with us. I got you. And also, too, check me out on Instagram. You know, always just keep it respectful. You know, that's my personal joint. So Instagram is MOBINNS. And then definitely if you want to go back and forth, holler at me. I holler back on Twitter. M-O-B-I-N-N-S. Mo Benz. That's it.
All righty. Well, see you guys here, same time, same place, next week, next Sunday.
We're doing this, it's always a turn-up situation. We're going to do it. Keep it going. Summer season. Summer season is coming at you right now and next week.
Coming forward.
There we go. All right, everybody be safe.
Peace out. Good night.